Good morning, Chelveston Caldicott and Chelston Rise. It's Friday the 5th of June, and this is Adrian Dale with the Daily Podcast. Now, there are two parish council registrations closing today. 5 p.m. is the closing time for registrations for applications to join the parish council. And 7 p.m. is the closing time for the Scarecrow competition registrations. If you need details of how to register for either, please contact me as soon as possible. Now, yesterday you indulged me as I described the role of the lengthsman in the parish. And thank you for your compliments, by the way. I really wasn't fishing for compliments, that's not who I am, but it was nice to know that people do notice the work. But I spend most of my life noticing what I fail to achieve around the village. Lynn is always complaining about the weeds in the gutters. So 2 years ago I started to trim them in my spare time. Unfortunately, this just makes a mess, and it rips through Strimmerline at a ridiculous rate. So I soon stopped that. But last year, Lynn decided that she'd better get stuck in and sort out the gutters along Water Lane herself. Well, she had loads of compliments from residents walking by. Actually, I swear the shorts helped, but I would say that, wouldn't I? She'd actually found it very hard work, but very satisfying. I even persuaded her to wear the parish council high-vis tabard, which ensured her work. But to be honest, it probably detracted from the overall landgirl look. There are actually many people in this village that help keep things tidy. It isn't just me. It's all about civic pride. Yesterday, Candy Thornton Scott got stuck right in. She worked on the steep banks in Water Lane opposite Hall Farmhouse. I can only go so far up those banks with my mower, because it then cuts out as it's a petrol one. But Candy's strung extension leads together from her house in Hillside, and she got her electric mower on the job. Those banks now look lovely, the best they have in ages. So thanks, Candy, great job, but another failure chalked up to the lengthsman. In Peter's Close off Kimbolton Road lay-by, Vicky and Martin have done a great job tidying up the ditch and the verge where lots of fly-tipping has happened over the years. It looks loads better. There used to be an old rusty pole and sign there that we'd asked East Northamptonshire to remove many times. Apparently it fell down one day, and Martin did us a huge favour in getting rid of it. Then there's the verge outside Top Farm next to the pub that I struggle with, as the daffodils are too close together. Peter Pendlow keeps this tidy for me. Up on the Raunds Road, some of the new grass outside the houses grows faster than my weekly cut can handle. So residents along there often do midweek cuts to keep it short. And Sue Smythe is even dealing with a rut caused by a car pulling onto a wet verge. And Carl from Eastview is sorting out the mess made by Gigaclear near his house. And yesterday, I also noticed that Jenny and Steve Ranson had decided to side out the path in front of their house on Raunds Road. Thanks to you both. Not much escapes me, you know. Along Foot Lane, Alan, Lynn and Doreen keep all that area tidy. So all I have to do is cut the grass. And on Sawyer's Crescent, Sean and Nigel are both keeping the verges outside their houses neat and tidy. And on the hillside Dutchy Close link path, Jim May dealt with that huge bramble bush that's been the bane of my life for many years. And then up at Chelston Rise, Vanessa, Bob, Clinton, Jack and Leighton sorted out all the verges round the entrances to the settlement. So you see, folks, when people say the village looks the best it has in many years, it actually isn't down to me at all. It's the collective civil pride of many residents working together. That's what's making the difference. And that's why this parish is special. Now, I talked yesterday about the parish council playing the long game. And this is really important. We need people with long-term commitment and a long memory to help keep the village prosperity going. But now we've reached a tricky point in our history. The last parish council election was in 2015, and councillors normally sign up to serve for 4 years, so that would be a 2019 election. However, this was postponed because of the Northamptonshire County Council mess. Elections were then postponed again because of COVID-19 until 2021. And so as a result of these delays, we've lost several councillors who for personal reasons were unable to commit to the additional years of service. So the long and short of it, to use Glenn Harwood's words, we now only have one councillor remaining who was actually elected in 2015. And that's Councillor Jenny Harwood. Everyone else has volunteered to serve when a councillor stood down, so thank you to you all for stepping up to the mark. Jenny Harwood first joined the council in 2011 at a closely fought election. We'd had 8 candidates for 7 vacancies. Dear old Michael Folger had insisted on standing again, even after his catastrophic stroke. Mark and I were actually very pleased he'd done so, because holding a democratic election is a crucial part of the local council accreditation scheme. Michael Folger was still determined to play his part, even after 44 loyal years' service to the parish. Helen and I attended the 2011 election count in the middle of the night to represent the parish. Not long after midnight, the chief executive of East Northamptonshire Council came looking for me. For the first time in our history, we had the option of a recount in the parish. Did I want it? The election was actually too close to call between Jenny Harwood and Michael Folger. Everyone at East Northamptonshire Council, of course, knew about Michael, and they were shocked that the preliminary results showed that he'd been beaten. I had won the election, and I was on the spot, so I had to make the decision. Did we want a recount? Of course, I said yes. So now we had to wait another 2 hours. And the result is part of history. Jenny Harwood won by just 6 votes, and she was elected as a parish councillor. But brilliantly, she's still here today representing the parish. So thank you, Jenny. Patricia Mommersteeg also stood down with me at the 2015 elections after 8 years of service. But she stepped back up to the plate in 2017 when Glenn had to resign to become a county councillor. Patricia is also serving as a councillor today, so we do have that institutional memory. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Our parish council has helped to shape the parish for the better in the last 30 years, and anyone joining has a proud history to follow and build on. And this was brought home to me yesterday, when I met a chap and his daughter eyeing up the old vicarage next to the church. He currently lives in Yeldon, and he was a regular at the pub quiz with his wife for many years. So I've known him for a long time. He's now looking for a new house, and he'd heard there might be a good house in the parish coming on the market. He turned to his daughter and said, "This place has a proper parish council. They aren't a bunch of old duffers trying to line their pockets with some dodgy planning stuff. They make a real difference here." He'd been doing his research on the neighbourhood plan, and he was quizzing me on the detail, right down to specific letters and documents that had my name on them from 2014. Fortunately, I was able to answer all of his questions with that long memory of mine, and I was able to point him to Mark for stuff about the current council plans. So when you put your application in tonight to join the parish council, please recognise that you too could be part of the history of this parish. It'll be hard work, but you will make a difference. Thank you.